Hey, Crystal. I'm so excited to talk to you today. This is Crystal Majestic. She's a Chattanooga author of Ruby the Emotional Stingray. This is such a cute concept. We're talking mental health. And of course, I've been very open about my mental health issues. And you have too, right?
Yes, that's correct. I have some pretty severe anxiety. I finally, you know, at 30 years old was like, I'm kind of tired of like just struggling with this. And I just went to the doctor and was like, okay, there actually is help and it's okay to talk about it.
Absolutely. And that's kind of where I'm at. Like, it's okay to talk about it and it's helpful. So why is there such this, you know, stigma around it?
Yes, I completely agree.
Okay, so tell me about what made you start this idea. Like, what started this idea for you?
So I've always wanted to be a writer, and I've kind of always been leaned more towards like being a children's author and things like that to share my experiences and hope that it helps someone else who's younger that doesn't have to wait till they're older to understand and deal with things much later after the fact. So when I finally started my journey of, you know, putting my mental health as a priority, it made me realize that, you know, I had been dealing with anxiety and my emotions and how to control them for a really long time. And it was always just chalked up to other issues and things like that. And as an adult, I've learned that it's not just, oh, you're moody today, you know. And I wanted to share that story in the form of Ruby with the readers so that way they're, as they're growing up, they're starting out learning their emotions, they realize that these are normal things that happen to people, and here's a normal way to deal with those and confront those problems without having that stigma around it, to give it more of the normalcy that we hope to one day have, especially for those future generations.
We're talking to Crystal Majestic, and she is a Chattanooga author of Ruby the Emotional Stingray. Now, what I love about this book, it's so stinking cute, but it also comes with a extra book to help kids track their emotions, right?
Yes, it does. There is a second book, and it's the journal version where Ruby is right there along with the child to track their emotions and help them through the day. But also, there's check-in points every week. There's a check-in page of what didn't go so well and what you're proud of yourself for. And that's something that's really important, is to instill in the young minds that it's okay to be proud of yourself and you should be proud of yourself. And to have that wrote down and visualized, I think, is really important, especially when you're overcoming emotional issues like that.
That is so incredibly powerful. Like, I'm sitting here and I've got chills running up my arms. It's amazing. So I have a question about this. Now, did you grow up in Chattanooga?
So I grew up in a mixture of Tennessee and Pennsylvania. I spent my elementary schools in Tennessee, and then I spent high school years in Pennsylvania, and then I moved back after I graduated from high school. So I've been a mixture of moving around my life.
Is the stingray have anything, any kind of connection to the Tennessee Aquarium?
It does. So I've always been an ocean lover, and one of my favorite things to do is to go to the aquarium, and, you know, even if we're traveling, going to the beach, things like that. And I've always been just really attracted to stingrays. Every chance I get to see them or go visit them here at our aquarium, it's really important to me, and it gives me a sense of comfort because I feel, like, drawn to them. So when I was at the aquarium the last time, I was looking at them and I was like, this is the character that we need, because there's a stigma around them as well. There's a stigma around stingrays, you know, because most people are like, oh, they're really deadly and things, but it's the perception that's been put onto them. So in my mind, that was using a stingray as the character was helping turn that perspective that we see that's been put on anxiety and emotional issues as well.
Oh my gosh, I want to be your best friend. You're so smart. You're, you know, helping out kids, and you're advocating for mental health. I think I just met my new best friend.
It's so important. And the older I get, the more I'm realizing that you don't have to struggle with it, and it's okay to talk about it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You can order Ruby the Emotional Stingray. It sold hundreds of copies already on Amazon, and you can check it out. I'll post a link to this book on our social media.
Absolutely, and it's also available locally at Winder Binder on North Shore.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This was so cool. Do you have any social media that I could follow you on?
I do. Crystal Majestic Books on Instagram, TikTok, as well as there's a Facebook page all under Crystal Majestic Books.
Perfect. Crystal, because I looked you up, but I couldn't find you under Crystal Majestic, but I'll look up Crystal Majestic Books. Perfect. Okay, so we're going to have this on the Hey, What's Up, Hello podcast. It'll be out this Friday at 6.
Okay, awesome.
And I'll email you a link to our podcast so you can check it out.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me about Ruby's story.
I love this. Like, when they said that we were going to interview you, I was like, you have to give this interview to me because I'm the mental health advocate here.
Yes, it's so important, and I'm planning on, I'm in the process of writing a follow-up, potentially not with Ruby, but with another ocean animal character, with another, mental health and dealing with the struggles and stuff, because we need to talk about it, even if it's just a kid's book that even adults read,
Right. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love your idea. And I love that you did this because I've always wanted to write too, just never had the time or put it pen to paper, but you did it. You did it.